The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
For the last 12 months, a lot of us have seen our homes evolve into something else, into workplaces, workout spaces, into schools even for a time. So here to talk to me about, I suppose, post-COVID house design is the architect Dermot Bannon of Room to Improve fame. He is one of the architects taking part in the RIAI Simon Open Door campaign, which hopes to raise much needed funds for Ireland's Simon communities. Dermot, you're very welcome to the shoulder. It's good to the Hard Shoulder. It's good to talk to you. This campaign, Simon Communities campaign, the Open Door campaign, tell me about it.
Okay, so it's in its 17th year. It's in its second year online because last year was the first year we did it virtually. So I think it's one of the biggest fundraisers the Simon community have every year. And basically the premise behind it is that architects up and down the country give up time. So it's all divided into 1 hour slots. And that turns into consultations for everybody at home to ask them absolutely anything that they want. And in order to get a consultation, you need to make a €95 donation to the Simon community. You can only do it online. You can't ring up an architect and say, are you involved in this? In order for all of the money to go to the Simon community, you have to log on to simonopendoor.ie. But it's a brilliant event because for €95, look, over the last year, I don't know anybody who hasn't found something that's bugging them in their house. And they might slightly feel, oh, look, it's a bit embarrassing. It's like, you know, when you have a cold and you think, oh, I don't know if I should go to the doctor or shouldn't go to the doctor. And it's that you might feel a slight bit embarrassed about going to an architect over the storage under the stairs or whether I should move or even asking them big ticket questions like, you know, moving down the country, what does that entail? Getting planning permission, what does that entail? You know, the kind of things that you feel a bit of an idiot asking, like back in the days, what is a tracker mortgage? You can ask all of those questions to an architect. They don't care what you ask them because it's all for a good cause. It's 1 hour. If you need longer, you can get 2 hours. Or if somebody is embarking on building a house, I always say to them, maybe take 2 or 3 consultations and talk to different architects to see who's the best fit for you, because everybody does it slightly differently and they all have their own little way of doing things. So it's really easy. You log on to simonopendoor.ie, you go on to your province, and then you can look at your locality, who's in your locality. They'll have their website details, and so you can see what kind of work they are. If somebody does something really, really cool, they might be for you. Or so, like, you can really get a taster for what all the architects are doing. And I suppose the beauty of it being virtual, because there's not many beauties of doing things virtually, as we all know. The beauty of it being virtual is that if there's a really kind of cool architect that you follow on Instagram in Dublin or Limerick or Cork, you can actually book a consultation with them because you don't have to go to their office like you would have had to do 2 years ago.
All right, simonopendoor.ie. And look, as Dermot says, it's great. You get an hour of advice and the people who gain out of it, you gain something from it, obviously all the advice. And then Simon get €95 as well per hour, yes, which is great. Great fundraiser for them. Like you mentioned, that, you know, people would have all these questions maybe that have been building up over the last year, given how much time they've spent in their homes. Have you already seen that manifesting itself in terms of, you know, your own clients and the questions that they're asking you?
Yeah, I suppose like the big difference between this time last year and this year is that for a lot of people, the aesthetics of their house were really important. They wanted to look a certain way and they'd always arrive into the office with magazines and they say, I love this look. That was a kind of thing that always people used to say to me. Now, you'd always try and delve a little bit deeper with them. But this year, when people are coming in, it's frustration. It's pure anxiety written all over their face that you can see on screen. Not that they come into the office, but it's stress that is caused by living in a house that has no storage, that doesn't function very well. And the home office is a huge thing. Hopefully the homeschooling is a thing of the past and we'll never have to go back to that. That's what I'm, as soon as I say it now, we'll be back homeschooling next week. But I think it's people have kind of really, they've got down to grips with what works in a house and what doesn't. And they've kind of lost the whole aesthetic thing. They don't really care whether this year's rusty orange cushions are in or not. If they're looking at a basket of washing all day long when they're sitting at their kitchen table working. So it's kind of making a house flexible so that it works for them. And, you know, I think like there's 3 fundamentals with a house functionally. It needs a head, a heart and a gut. And houses that don't have those 3 things have suffered. So the heart space is the open plan space where families gather. And I've heard lots of people say, oh, the open plan is dead now because of COVID. It's not. Like, I think it saved our family because, like, who, when they, if they have a choice of working in a large open plan office or being together in a room with people, will take the cellular office that's over in the corner? Nobody. We like being with other people. And, you know, I think it can be a bit frustrating in an open plan office when things get really, really busy. But I know that for us, it was nice because if somebody was cooking the dinner, somebody else was doing something at the kitchen table, I was kind of drawing and sketching at the kitchen table, the kids were on the Xbox. Nobody was isolated. We were all in the room together doing different things. So I think like what's come to the fore is it's not that open plan is bad, but a big open warehouse of a space isn't great because you're going to get noise transfer. But a well-planned open plan space, it works really, really well. So that's the heart space. Then it's the gut space, which is really what people are frustrated. I think over the last few years, they've been knocking down walls, combining dining rooms with kitchens and all that. And then they've realized they've nowhere to put the stuff. You know, the baskets of washing.
Yes.
You know, the treadmill that never gets used. For people who've just got married, the unopened wedding presents. But everybody's got a room full of stuff. And that used to be the good dining room. But now that we've all started knocking, the spare bedroom that has become the home office, we need proper kind of a machine room for the house. So a good storage and a good utility room. And that's nearly the highest thing on the priority list of everybody who's coming in for a consultation. Is I just cannot bear to be looking at a clothes horse all day long. Like for lots of people, they would have gone out to work in the morning. They would have left clothes drying or stuff lying around. They would have got home in the evening, had a bit of dinner, watched a bit of telly, gone to bed. Homes were really somewhere that they passed through.
Yeah.
That's not the case anymore. And actually, it's for the younger people who are stuck in smaller spaces, smaller apartments. It's nearly worse because they never get to leave. They go to their desk. They go to the... So that a good gut space, and that's proper storage and a good utility room. And then the last one is the head. So you've got your head, your heart and your gut. And the head is all about just escaping for 20 minutes, a half an hour by yourself. That's the only problem with an open plan space is you've nowhere to go. And that might have been the good room in the house, but like we don't need a big good room to escape to. You just need somewhere with a chair that you can go and read a book, read the paper, watch the box set, not Bridgerton or whatever, but that watch the box set that you want to watch or by yourself, or even just do the Zoom call or things like that.
Yeah.
So it's people, they're the three kind of failings in the house, the head, the heart and the gut. If you don't have those sorted, your house isn't going to work because now people are spending 24 hours a day in them.
Yeah.
And but there's other things like a proper functioning kitchen, access to the garden, like our gardens have become huge. And I think that's what people are frustrated with. They've stopped worrying about is, have I got this year's trend with the kitchen tables? They really have stopped caring about the nonsense and are starting to worry about the real things.
If you are worried about your head, your heart or your gut when it comes to the house, simonopendoor.ie, as Dermot said, maybe that's the first port of call. You can get some good advice from different architects up and down the country, including Dermot Bannon. Dermot, thanks a million for joining us here on The Hard Shoulder.